Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, this is V. Scott, your host of Getting Down to Business with SEO. I am V, the SEO Queen, and I am so happy to be here with you this afternoon. This is a podcast about how to show up your very best online, and today's topic is all about reputation, and I'm just so pleased and so happy that I am being rejoined by the woman behind Pulp OC. She's a phenomenal digital marketer, Erin Lee. Erin, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing well. So, you know, before we, you know, delve into the marketing piece, I just wanted to say thank you so much for breaking bread with me the other day. I had a great time chatting with you, and I definitely would be remiss if I didn't, you know, send out good vibes to all of those fans of Kobe Bryant and his family and his untimely passing. And I know you are, as I am, big basketball fan. So you have any thoughts you want to share with people about that?
Well, when I found out about it, I remembered, I think we hung out a couple of days beforehand, and we were talking about Laker games and how you go often and how I somehow tried to invite myself to go with you next time because I'm such a fan, and then that happened. So, yeah, I'm bummed. He's always been – I'm a Laker girl. I wanted to be a Laker girl growing up, and, yeah, it's just kind of unimaginable for all the families.
Right. It's just been just like, wow. But, you know, this is not a sports podcast. This is a podcast about reputation and, you know, just, you know, looking at Kobe Bryant's life and the impact he has and the reputation he built. I think we can, you know, both agree that he has a powerful reputation.
Yeah, one of the biggest, I think.
Right. And I think there's a lot, you know, for me, Kobe, not only did he, you know, inspire me from an athletic point of view, but as a businessman, as a creative, he definitely inspired me in tremendous ways. His documentary, Dear Basketball, was just, I mean, to watch it after he's gone, it's just wow, what an opportunity for him to, you know, put in to document how he really feels in his own words, an Oscar-winning documentary. That's incredible. Isn't that incredible? What an incredible gift.
Yeah, and to really, he showed me when you really love something and you're passionate about something, you work really diligently, maybe. And I don't want to say hard, but hard is part of it, but you work at it, great things come. But you have to put in the work, and you have to put in the passion, and he obviously is a prime example of passion.
Right. I think, you know, when I watch that documentary and I see how much he loved the game of basketball and how even as a child, as a young boy, he envisioned, you know, he visualized winning championships, he envisioned, you know, all the accomplishments that he made before he made them. was just mind-blowing to me. And then to see the fun that he had as he was just crushing it on the court was just, it was just awe-inspiring to watch.
Yeah.
So today, I know one of the things that we talked about also during that conversation was some tools that you are, you know, helping business owners to help bolster their reputation. And so my question to you before we talk about the tool is, why does your reputation online matter?
Because it serves as social proof of your business, of whether or not people trust you.
Yeah, and, you know, I would also say that, you know, beyond just the social proof, it also, of whether or not people trust you, but it also shows your expertise, because your expertise shows through those votes of confidence, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many reasons. I'm actually putting together I'm going to do it on LinkedIn. I'm putting together 30 reasons why, and for the next 30 days I'm going to play a video, because I realized one of the main things is that there's so many reasons why it's so good, and so good for these businesses to really understand what online reputation management does for them, that I thought there's at least 30 reasons. So I'm going to do 30 reasons the next 30 days starting next week. So we could go on and on about how it's vital for the business.
So you said you have 30 reasons. Can we talk about some of those reasons? What's the number one reason why a business should care about their reputation?
I mean, one of the reasons, the main reason would be if you have the most and the highest ratings or reviews, stars, however you want to call it, you are the obvious choice. So someone will choose you over your competitor. If you're not taking care of it and your competitor is, and it doesn't matter if you're placed in the top three, first page, wherever you're placed, wherever they find you, if you have 3.5 and you're at that light yellow star, and you have, you know, 100, but your competitor has 120 and it's all red, they're going to choose your competitor. So you got to be on top of it, especially now. It's up and coming. People are really, this is the next thing, I believe.
Well,
that's one reason.
Right.
I was
talking to my sister a few days ago, and her and her husband, we were all just sitting in the family room at my aunt's house, and they were trying to decide where to eat. And as they were trying to decide where to eat, they were discussing ratings. That's one of the first things that they looked at. They were like, oh, this restaurant has 4 stars. Oh, this one has 5. And, you know, I was looking at the conversation, and I was just really quiet, because I remember we had discussed this, you know, the power of the reputation and how it could be a game changer with your SEO and just your whole online presence with your digital assets. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. What's another point you would share with our listeners as to why reputation matters?
Well, to kind of extend on what you were saying right there, just to give everybody and you some numbers, I know the statistics that 92% of people will search for businesses, your businesses, and then once they find you, 86% of those people read reviews, and 8 out of 10 of those will actually trust the reviews. So, I mean, it's huge numbers, and it's going up. So, I mean, if you think of it like that, it's 90% of people are reading the reviews, and you have really bad reviews, and you're not taking care of that and figuring out how to help that, your reputation, then you're going to miss out on a lot of revenue.
So you're saying that 8 out of 10 people who look at reviews trust the reviews?
Yes.
Wow, that's huge. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Reviews, reviews are statistically more powerful than video marketing, sounds like.
Well, that could lead into my next reason is it doesn't matter how much you spend on advertising. It doesn't matter where you're ranked. It doesn't matter any of those, because once people find you, it doesn't matter which channel they find you on, they're going mm-hmm. to look at your reputation.
Right.
8 times out of 10.
Right.
Wow. So you can spend thousands of dollars on advertising, and that's great. But if your reputation is crap, what's the point?
Right. So, you know, it's really important to operate in excellence, and it's really important to pay attention to your customers so that they give you positive recommendations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how would a business owner expedite the accumulation of positive reviews? And what channel would you recommend that business owners focus on?
Well, how they would expedite it is part of the system that we've created, and it's different for every business, whether it's an example, I'm working with a lot of doctors, the receptionist, when the patient comes up, the receptionist says, thank you so much, how was everything, would you mind leaving us some feedback, and they send them a text right then and there while they're signing out. So in any service industry, when your customer or client, a salon, when they're leaving, you ask them to leave that review right then and or leave feedback, which leads into the review or leads them to another funnel, which we could get into. There's QR codes for e-commerce. You probably are starting to see a lot of those on magazines or products. We put our reviews on the QR codes. And so when the product goes out, we have the QR code, and it's like, hey, would you mind leaving some feedback? How do you like it? You know, how is everything? And they scan the code and they start leaving their feedback. And then we, as far as which platform to leave the reviews, it depends on the business. I mean, Google, Facebook, depends on where most people are looking at their reputation.
So which platform are people, as far as reputation is concerned, which one are people more likely to trust, Yelp, Google, or Facebook?
I don't think it's a matter of which platform. I think if you have a lot of good reviews, they're trusting that. If they see a lot of bad reviews, they're trusting it. I don't think it matters which platform. I think mm-hmm. it just depends on where they're looking. I mean, a lot of us look on Yelp. I still look on Yelp. I'm not a big fan of Yelp. I think I expressed that last time. But this is
right.
a way that, as business owners, this is why I've developed what I'm developing with reputation. But it's a way of business owners being able to up their game a little bit and get ahead of those bad reviews. But yeah, I mean, it just depends. If you're looking for a service and you know, cleaning service, and you look on Google, you're going to look at those reviews. If the number one spot has 2 stars, you're not going to pick them. I don't think any of us
right.
would.
Right, right, right. Because, you know, we definitely want to go to the place that other people have tried and tested, so we know what we're getting for our money, right? Nobody likes to
Yeah, it's the ultimate word of mouth. It's the modern day word of mouth reviews. And it's not, you
right.
know, super modern, but
what?
Reputation is big right now. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So I've seen a demo of your platform, and I'm really excited about being able to offer that on the SEO Queen platform. But I wanted to go back to the 30 reasons why your reputation matters. So one, you said because people care about your reputation. People are going to check it before they make a purchase. They find you. And three, it helps you to stand out from your competitors. It gives you a competitive advantage, the more favorable your online reputation is. So what are some other reasons why, you know, a small business owner, a solopreneur should care about their online reputation?
Well, with the system, what happens is we ask them to leave feedback, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, with specific customized questions that every business can say that they want to learn more about. If your restaurant, how was your service? Did you enjoy your service? Yes or no? What that means is if they get three thumbs down, we're not going to send them to the review area and say, great, leave us a review. You know, we're going to send the system knows to go, okay, hey, thank you so much. We understand, you know, you didn't have the best experience. Please let us know more about it. And that goes directly to the owner or the manager. And long story short, that helps the business get ahead of the bad reviews before they're put out there into the world. So you can actually take care of this person and call out to this person and say, hey, we'd like to make this better, and save that customer before they leave upset and they go out and leave a horrible one-star review on Yelp, and then everything goes downhill from there, you know. So it's getting ahead of the bad reviews. And then another reason on top of that is getting the feedback that you need from your customers right then and there about what's working. Maybe your service isn't working. Maybe the receptionist isn't nice and you didn't quite know about it for whatever reason. And now everybody's telling you this, and you got to look at these reports and go, okay, I need to do something about the bar menu, or, okay, you know, this employee isn't, you know, doing a great job. I need to talk to them. So it helps you also manage your business.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what business owner wouldn't want to get ahead of a potential PR problem before it manifests in the public? I mean, that's awesome. That's empowering. That's a game changer. So,
that's huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love technology. And you mentioned, I want to go back to something you said earlier. You said something about how you utilize QR codes. What is the QR code?
You know, how would I describe it? It's the black and white. Okay, so like movie tickets now, if you purchase your movie tickets online and it sends you the code, and then they scan the code before you go into the theater instead of having tickets. Have you seen those?
Right. Yeah, I've seen those. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to see how, if that's a good way to describe it. It's something that you can scan that we can put in any kind of information that you want. Some products put it on their product bottle, and when you scan it, a lot of CBD and cannabis companies are doing it now that I work with, and consumers can scan the product, and then it tells them right there on their phone what the ingredients are. Or you can scan a QR code and get a free ebook from this other platform. It's just a real simple way people using their phones can scan and get a promo, anything. For us, it's feedback.
Wow, that's awesome. So using QR codes that are scanned at the doctor's office immediately that are requesting feedback, and so the system is able to route a person if they had a negative experience to the message, the feedback can get to the owner or the manager so that they can respond instantly.
Yeah, and if they give great thumbs up, all three thumbs up or two, then we say, thank you so much. You know, would you mind leaving us a review? And they can click right into Google and leave the review right then. And a lot of places give an offer as a thank you for participating or for being a customer. And so I have one doctor that gives them $50 off. It's not an incentive. They give it to them automatically, but that's part of the rollout of, hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And so there's that offer also at the bottom.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. So, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the business owners that are listening. I mean, in the Women Lead Radio audience, we have all types of professionals, you know, doctors, lawyers, consultants, coaches. How could, you mentioned doctors, what other type of applications or case studies can you share with us as far as, you know, leveraging technology to bolster reputation management?
Well, I know that if you improve your overall rating by just one star, that could lead to a 5 to 9% boost in your revenue. So being able to start capturing the good reviews and capturing them daily. I mean, the bottom line is when people walk out your door and they don't leave a review, it's, I think only 5% will end up leaving a review. And most of that are bad ones when they're unhappy. And so when you're capturing those reviews before they leave your office, before the experience is over for them, you're going to start raising that bar, raising those stars, because you're getting those good reviews. And then what that means is you're raising your revenue. So that's huge.
That is huge. So I want you to share that statistic one more time. That is such powerful information. So you said every one star increase, that correlates to a 5 to 9% increase in revenue?
Yes.
Wow. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it here on Getting Down to Business with SEO, and I am just so grateful for Erin sharing these very important statistics and insight with us. Now, Erin, I think we're down to our last 9 minutes of the show. So I wanted to ask you, what are three things that a business owner can do today to move towards, you know, improving their reputation online?
What three things?
Three things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need to guide their customers into acquiring these reviews. They need to take the feedback and make the necessary changes to better their business, and hopefully they're just at the top of their game and they're putting out excellent work. I mean, that I feel like the main thing is the reputation system. A third thing for building your reputation. I'm stuck. I feel like it's generating the reviews, really going to your clients and asking for their review, saying, we really hope you can share with everybody your feedback because it helps the next person. It's the word of mouth.
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, I understand the value. I know people pay anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to eliminate bad Google search results, $5,000 to $10,000 for one phrase.
Ooh.
I know that to eliminate that expense by getting ahead of, you know, potential bad reviews, that's a game changer. And raising your revenue at the same time, that's amazing. And, you know, I hope people took notes or listen to this in the replay, that, you know, when you improve your reputation by guiding your customers so that you can make the necessary changes to improve your business, and having a reputation system in place, it's a game changer, and all it can do is help drive revenue, and it's a worthy investment with a clear ROI. So I definitely thank you, Erin. I think you shared a lot of great points. How can people connect with you if they want to learn more?
Well, they can go. They can see my parent company is pulpoc.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right. We've
just branched off and launched pulpreputation.com. So they can get more there. And then I know they can contact you and if they have any more questions.
Yes. So you can definitely learn more about reputation management with SEO Queen by emailing info@theseoqueen.net or going to theseoqueen.net. You can also follow me online on Instagram @the SEO Queen, and I will definitely be sharing more information about this moving into the future. So I want to thank all of our listeners for listening in to Getting Down to Business with SEO, with the SEO Queen, on Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I would like to give a shout out to our fearless leader, Michelle Berquist, for all of her hard work and what she does. and also Susie, who also works diligently behind the scenes, and Christine Raleono. She definitely makes sure that I stay on point. And I want to say thank you again to Erin, who just has a beautiful spirit. She's so talented, so knowledgeable, and I'm just so happy that you had the chance to come on to the show today and share these nuggets of wisdom. Now, you know, before we leave, I just want to encourage those who are listening to grab the books that I've collaborated with Women Lead Publishing. Just go to connectedwomenofinfluence.com and check out the books links there. You can also look up Z Scott on Amazon as well. I wrote SEO Training 2017, Search Engine Optimization and Marketing for Small Businesses. You could check out that book as well. To get more information on how you can bolster your search engine optimization and your online reputation to drive more credibility, visibility, and ultimately more profitability. And so, again, I want to thank you guys, and I want to thank you, Erin, for coming on to the show today. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And do you have any other final thoughts you want to share? We have a few more minutes left.
No, I just want to, I just thank you so much, and thank you to the ladies, like you said, Michelle and Susie and Chris. Everybody is awesome at Connected Women of Influence, and thanks to you. I really appreciate your enthusiasm with me, and you inspire me, so I'm really thankful to be talking with you. And as far as reputation, I just think I want to encourage everybody to do some research and understand how I really am passionate about it. I think it's really important, and can be a game changer for your business. So any questions, definitely contact Z, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, happy New Year, everybody. And, you know, I definitely want to thank you, Erin, for coming on here. And I'm looking forward to, this is one thing I have not shared. This is like breaking news.
Oh.
This is breaking news. Erin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And the breaking news is that Erin is going to be a regular on my podcast with me. She's going to be Linda Ortiz, right?
I'm so excited. I was hoping you would break that news.
Yeah, I wanted to share that news. I didn't want to, like, not share that news. But this is definitely a game changer because I'm a LA County girl, we have the Orange County girl, we have that Southern California collaboration going on, and that is truly just the spirit of Connected Women of Influence. We really believe in collaboration up and down the coast of California, right?
Right, yeah, I'm excited.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited too, and we decided to collaborate because we just had such a great time discussing SEO and video marketing and just a ton of stuff on the last episode. So, Erin, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's nice that I have somebody I can kind of nerd out on this stuff with. So, and not many women want to talk SEO, believe it or not. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too because I find the same thing. A lot of people, I talk to them, you know, meta tags and alt tags, and their eyes glaze over. But with you, you're right there with me, sister. You're right there with me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can talk all day SEO. It's pretty impressive.
So, yeah. So I'm really excited. And I just want to say thank you so much. And until next time.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.